Have you ever heard the phrase, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself? Maybe you were taught that when you were young or you've learned that there is pride in doing for ourselves. I don't disagree, but I also believe there's a limit. What happens when we try to take on all of it only to result in burnout? What happens when our need to do it all keeps us from moments and connections and experiences in life that are far more valuable than the things we insisted on doing? What happens when our inability to seek help means that we don't get to shine our light as we are meant to? If you've tried to delegate but struggled with the results, or considered delegating but weren't sure how to or what to or why, then this episode is for you. You're listening to the Positively Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Zarotny, founder of Positively Productive Systems, and a coach certified in time and stress management, helping clients make space for what matters most in their lives. Join me each episode and we'll talk about decluttering, stress management, habits, personalized productivity, gratitude, and so much more. I understand the overwhelm of life because I'm a wife, mom to kids and cats, and a former caregiver. I'm here to help you choose what's right for you so you can do less, live more, and breathe easier. Sound good? Let's get to it. Today, I welcome Liz August to the Positively Living Podcast. Liz August is a virtual assistant with the keen ability to coordinate chaos into opportunities for ease and abundance. In March 2015, she founded Simplify Simplify to serve heart-centered female entrepreneurs and guide them from surviving to thriving. With her extensive background in teaching and co-active coaching, as well as her deep love for organization, technology, and systems, Liz is often the secret sauce of a well-put-together podcast, online course, membership, email newsletter, or Zoom room. When she's not busy helping clients bust through their to-do lists, Liz loves spending time at home in Worcester, Mass. With her husband and her 3-year-old daughter. Liz is also a passionate mental health advocate and a volunteer mentor to survivors of suicide loss, as well as a mentor for women trying to conceive despite infertility. As you listen to our conversation, you'll see why I wanted to talk about this topic with this woman. We've not only known each other for years and collaborated quite a bit, we understand each other's paths and missions, and we share a common goal of simplifying life. She and I both work with entrepreneurs, and we walk our own talk when it comes to simplifying, decluttering, and delegating. We understand that being selective and structured benefits us personally as well as professionally. We've both had times of sheer overwhelm from big life moments and from the excitement and passion of developing a business. You'll be so inspired by Liz's story of consciously co-designing a life with her husband and how she declutters and delegates in her own life. It was these actions that helped her take back those precious moments she was missing and allowed her to live in her zone of genius. If you haven't heard that term before, it's from the book The Big Leap, that describes being in a state of flow where you are using your innate abilities, are continuously inspired, and perform at a level beyond excellence. Liz shares the story of why she originally came to me for productivity coaching. She will tell you repeatedly, coaches need coaches, and I agree wholeheartedly. She also shares her amazing perspective as a former professional organizer and describes her mission of simplify to amplify as helping take the pressure off clients, which is ultimately a way for them to declutter their to-do list. Toward the end of our conversation, Liz shares the 3 most common reasons people struggle to delegate. Fear, the worry that someone else might not do it right. Habit, the belief that this is the way it's supposed to be. And explanation, overwhelm in wondering how you'd be able to teach someone else to do what you do. Be sure to listen for her advice on how she handles those struggles with her clients, which you can use as a guideline for when you're seeking help. The best part of delegation is that its value goes deeper than removing things from your to-do list. It can unblock us or help us fast-track a project, It can even show us new ways to achieve results. When did we decide things have to be difficult and complicated in order to be valuable? When did we decide we must do it all ourselves and that our identity is linked to what we do instead of who we are and how we show up? I don't know, and I don't agree, and neither does Liz. Our conversation today is an important reminder of all of that, and that delegation isn't only for business and isn't only for those who aren't able. It's often those who are talented and capable who need it the most, and it's one of the best ways to create a simple and satisfying life. Welcome, Liz August, to the Positively Living Podcast. Liz, you and I have known each other for years now, and we first met in a professional organizer group. And of course, as soon as we had our first chat, we bonded instantly over our similar approaches to organizing and productivity and simplifying. And our bond only got stronger over our ability to have full conversations using only GIFs.
That's it. That's the majority of our conversation. Yeah. On like almost like a bi-weekly basis. Yeah,
right, exactly. And I feel like that's a hidden talent that not enough people know about. So I kind of wanted to bring that up. And, you know, we've worked together now, you as my productivity client, and now I've hired you as a VA, and we'll get into all that, but I'm just beyond excited to have you here today and to talk about how everyone can declutter through delegation. So let's begin by having you share a bit in your own words about who you are and who you help and what lights you up.
So we got 3 hours, right? Just kidding. So I'm Liz August. I live in Worcester, Massachusetts, originally from upstate New York. So shout out to Schenectady.
Woo!
Woo! Gotta love upstate. It's like a whole different world there.
It's another thing we have in common. So
exactly, which I love. I have, on the personal side of things, I'm a wife. I'm a mom to, I want to say, the world's best schnauzer and the cutest toddler. So those are two very important trophies that I hold and obviously say without bias and very, you know, important details to the personal side of things. Mm-hmm. I'm a volunteer. I mentor infertile women, having been one myself, proud badge of honor there. And I also am a grief support volunteer for survivors of suicide loss because I am also a suicide loss survivor. So that's me in a nutshell on the personal side of things. And then on the business side of things, I'm an entrepreneur, which is such a fun term because, you know, when I became one, I don't think I really knew what entrepreneurship truly was. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And now that I am truly stepping into that role, or maybe it's just really dawning on me, that's me. I'm an entrepreneur.
It's a big word. I don't think many people stop to think about what it means. And then there are other terms thrown around and like, no, I'm a business owner. I'm like, no, you can be all those things. But I think for some reason, entrepreneur makes me think of that creativity and that drive and that stepping beyond simply owning a business. That's what to me an entrepreneur.
Exactly. That is exactly how I feel. Yeah. And I feel I was always drawn to entrepreneurship, but you know, I think at first it was like, man, it'd be cool to work for myself, right? Make some money. That'd be nice.
Yeah, sure. I'm in.
Yeah, right. Let's do it. But there is a lot to it. It's a huge word. And I'm happy to be here and living that life and now talking about it on a podcast. I feel like, we're really making some moves here.
I know, it's wonderful. And so along those lines with this idea of being an entrepreneur and stepping fully into that role, which, you know, I've had a front row seat to witness. So that's been awesome. What is it that lights you up and what light have you been following, if you will? Would you share that with us?
Yeah. So I have a tagline for my business. So the name of my business is Simplify, Simplify. And everybody's like, wow, what's simple about repeating the same thing twice, right? Did not think that one through. But it comes from a really awesome quote from Thoreau. So, you know, he, big inspiration there, also living in Massachusetts now. So huge, huge inspiration. the tagline to my business of Simplify, Simplify is simplify to amplify. That is what lights me up. And that is what I do, because there are so many ways that you can simplify your life. And I don't think that that's what you think of when you're trying to amplify. And amplify can mean a lot of things too, right? You can try to improve your situation. You can try to get a better job or expand your family, expand your friend circle, new relationships. There are a lot of ways to amplify. And I don't think that simplification really comes to mind when you're looking to amplify. So I like to bring that to everybody's attention. And it came to me, the entrepreneur life and the whole Simplify to Amplify, through an episode of Hoarders. I was just watching Hoarders, thought, man, I bet I could do that. I bet I could walk into a stranger's home and organize it and make it a little bit better. That's how I started. Yeah.
And has that organizing tendency, something that was in you? Were you the person? Yeah. You were right? The organizer of the group of friends.
And
right?
You know, because you were an organizer too. And there is something inherent and natural in us with organization. And, you know, it's a hard thing to explain, because I think people can kind of put themselves in two camps. Like, you can say, oh, I'm not an organized person, and then that person is super organized and I want to be like them. Or just, you know, I could never be like that because it doesn't come naturally to me. And getting things done does come naturally to me. It is inherent. And I think there's some validity to the idea that it doesn't come naturally to everybody. And that's why I think people like me exist, is mm-hmm. to help those people out.
I agree. And to show that it's teachable. And see, it these are the things that we definitely overlap in that it's the idea that you can say, listen, I'm not only going to come in, I'm not doing this for you. I'm coming in so that we can walk it together, and mm-hmm. then you can take over. Or that's yeah. you know, to me, that's the wonder of it. And I think there's something in our brains, that natural inclination toward organizing. But I am very excited. And of course, you know, you have experience as a teacher too. So that's
right.
You know, you have a great deal of
exactly
experience and a breadth and of knowledge that yeah. that comes to the table for that. So now, when we first connected, we had been doing the organizer thing, which, you know, I'm always grateful for that experience.
Me
because
too.
Stepping in, being in people's homes, and that trust, I mean, I always honor that trust.
Powerful.
That, right?
Yes.
Being in it, it's like being in the trenches, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me so much. It's not just experience. It was like an awareness
yes.
of those connections. And I 100%. Know you had that too. So your yeah. next step after, you know, doing the very classic professional organizing thing, and it wasn't just after that, but at the same time, you were led down the road of productivity, and you just said, getting things done has kind
that's
of
right.
been my thing, right?
That's my thing, and that's your thing, and that's why we bond.
Right. Shout out to David Allen. Always give him a shout out, because getting things done is literally the name of his,
literally,
you know, yeah,
exactly.
system. So,
and you know, decluttering, there's so much to decluttering that I, you know, it's not just your physical space.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much clutter and noise and just constant thoughts in our minds. And I think that the quote from Henry David Thoreau that I love,
yes,
is our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify. And that's where my business name came from, because we are just so many details. And I mean, he wrote that, you know, a couple decades ago.
Just, you know,
just a few. Yeah. And
not long ago. Yes, long ago.
Yes, actually, truly long ago. And the advances in technology and society, we're swamped. There's so much out there. And it's constantly in our face, and you can't get away from it. It's just this idea of decluttering is more than giving you that Pinterest beautiful home or room or space. It's not having the empty desk or inbox zero, which I do truly believe in, email inbox zero. When you get into that habit, it's a beautiful thing, but that's not what it's all about. So that idea of not just leaving the home or the space or the desk or a person's business. It's not just fixing it and moving on. There's people that'll do that for you, but it's this idea of teaching, which is the background I come from, because I was a middle school Spanish teacher for nearly 10 years. It's the idea of, and I used to tell my kids, my students, you know, I can teach you Spanish, but I can't speak it for you. Lead the horse to water, can't make him drink, right? So
that's right.
It's bestowing those skills or tricks, tips, hacks, whatever you want to call them. It's passing them down to the people that are trusting you, whether it's in their home or with their business, which having a business is like having a baby, truly.
Yes, it is.
Right? It's you're gaining that person's trust and you're teaching them and guiding them at the same time.
That's right. And helping them with something, I always focus on the awareness side of it.
Yes.
Because when they understand that deeper connection. So now are you all understanding why I wanted to chat with Liz today, right? Because any of it sound familiar? Yes, Lisa, all of it. You know,
all of it.
but there's a reason, because when we understand that deeper connection, when we see the connection, I love that, you know, the Thoreau quote goes so far back and yet we can see it. I mean, I'm sorry, but history does repeat itself. So when it does, if we pay attention, we can stay on top of it. We are in this incredible information age that is both a blessing and a curse. It is a blessing in that information is at our fingertips. And how awesome is that? No, I'm sorry. It's awesome. It's awesome. Real. Like, yeah, you have to sing it. It's so awesome. However, we have to proceed with caution because overwhelm can happen so quickly. I love that you talked about clutter in being, as you know, the Peter Walsh quote, I love to say that it's more than just the stuff on the floor. Anything
right.
that gets between you and the life that you want to lead is your clutter. And those thoughts that we have and the things on our to-do list or what we think is our to-do list, all of those things. And because we're both entrepreneurs, we also understand from the entrepreneur side that that can also come from the sheer passion we have for what we do.
Yes.
We've both been caught in this trap. We've helped each other out of this trap just in chats, right?
That's a huge thing to bring up too, is the fact that we're friends. Mm-hmm. I consider you a friend, but we started where you were my coach and I was your client. And now you are one of my clients.
That's right.
This isn't just, I'm coming on here singing Lisa's praises because she was my coach.
I don't mind that though.
You know, that we'll still do that. There's a connection that I think people just sometimes don't know that there's so many different kinds of coaching. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a coach for businesswomen, for fempreneurs, I like to say. Mm-hmm. These women trust me with tasks. They delegate to me, which we're going to talk about. I love delegation.
Yes.
But there is a level of coaching that I do as well in that delegation. It kind of walks hand in hand. There's a really great balance. Originally, when I was a professional organizer of just homes, I sought your help because I knew that the business was headed in a direction, but I wasn't quite sure what the direction was. Mm-hmm. And I was also in a brand new phase of life. I had just had a baby, newborn, not sleeping, all that jazz. And I was trying to balance leaving my full-time teaching career for being a new mom and being a full-time business owner, because my organization business started as just a side gig that I would do, you know, evenings, weekends, summer vacation, holidays, because teaching life, you could do that.
Right.
I say that every coach needs a coach. And I know you agree with me because you've had coaches as well.
I still do.
I do too. I have you. I have a business coach. I have a female women empowerment coach that helps me just see the amazingness that is within. Mm-hmm. I have so many coaches and they're so important. They each have a different facet that everyone needs. And I'm sure there are a million other coaches out there. I have a health, fitness, body movement coach,
right?
Who's phenomenal as well. And the work that all of us do is so important. But for me, what you helped me understand was that productivity looks like a million different things. It's not just a to-do list and ticking it off, right? Mm-hmm. It's really truly figuring out your favorite, the 80-20.
Yeah. Yay!
And committing to that and showing up for yourself and, you know, just making sure that you're being really good to yourself. I think a lot of people can get into this mindset of your productivity defines how good you are of a human being, which can be some really sticky mud to step in and gets a lot of feelings. And there's some important learning to do around productivity. And I think a big part of that is actually delegation, because by delegating, I'm more productive for sure.
Mm-hmm. The whole idea of, you know, what you were describing, you know, words that were coming up for me was authenticity. And that's something that you and I worked on for sure. I can remember when you said, listen, you're doing a lot of what inspires me. And I know that I'm headed in some direction and I don't know what it is. Are you willing to help? And I said, yes. And I'll share everything that I have done and all of my tips and tricks and perceptions. But what you do is going to be you.
Exactly. And we are so different in our businesses.
Yes.
Even though we have so many similarities, it's uncanny. When you truly become, I think, that entrepreneur level that we were talking about, where you really just wake up one day and you're like, I'm actually an entrepreneur. I think you realize that there are so many supportive people out there ready and willing to help you, which is huge and so needed and so wonderful to find that person. So thank you. Productivity, there's a lot of different hats to wear to figure out what productivity is. The same with delegation. I was a professional organizer and people kind of knew what that was, but it wasn't the right term for kind of what you and I have touched on, which is you're trusting me to go into your house and touch your things and be a part of your family for the few moments we're together in order to make life easier for you. There's a better word than professional organizer, maybe better than coach or guide. There's something that I can't even clearly come up with one single word for, but that was coming to me when I started my business, and I've made a lot of pivots along the way. But where I am now is even so different from organizing. You could call me a virtual assistant. You could say a personal assistant for some of my clients. You could say that I am a manager of their online business. There's a million different terms that you could throw out for it. But I think the one that I've really connected with the most is guide.
I like that because you're right. We both experienced this when we started as professional organizers, that coming in and having this connection, not even doing this thing, but having this connection with people, it was guiding. And there's not quite the right word. And this would also explain why I've had, I don't know, like 17 titles since I began. But I do like guide for you as well, because for those of you who are entrepreneurs, you probably heard, you know, virtual assistant, OBM for the online business manager. And Liz is all of those things. You know, once a coach, always a coach.
Exactly.
But, you know, all of those things together. And I could see too that things that really lit you up were stepping in and helping take that pressure off of entrepreneurs.
And you know, that goes back to, again, this inherent nature, this always having things, getting them done come naturally to me. So I remember my mom, who still to this day loves shoes. The woman, she had 5 pairs of shoes under her desk. She's going to listen to this and she's going to crack up that I'm spilling her tea here. But there was one day I walked into her office and I was like, you have 5 pairs of shoes under your desk. What are you doing? And so she would just kind of kick off the shoes right into the closet. And so the closet floor would just become this pit of shoes. And then when she wanted to find the ones that matched, she had to go on a little hunt. And I remember I had to be maybe 9 or 10 years old. And I thought, well, God, best gift for her would be a shoe organizer. Was that the best gift? I don't know, but I can tell you that she kept it. She still has the organizer, even though she's moved house and everything. And there is something to say for those precious seconds of your day returning to you, right? So mm-hmm. you add up the extra 5 minutes she was spending trying to find the perfect pair of shoes, making sure it had a mate and all that. You add that up every day. It's not just the time. It's the annoyance. It's the, oh, I'm running late. I need that shoe. Where is it? Mm-hmm. That affects us. That's a mindset. You're starting your day with that mindset. It's a terrible funk to feel, right?
Yeah. It's the reactive versus proactive. Yes. I love that phrasing.
100%.
Because, right? Because then when we're reactive, and frequently we're reactive, that's when emotions are super high and rarely are they fun.
And then there's innocent victims like spouses.
Okay. Innocent, we're using the term loosely, but no. Yeah, but this is for real. It's like, and I'm sure everybody go ahead and raise their hand. Yep, I know we're all raising our hand, right? Maybe two of them, that this happens when you're reactive because you're not prepared. It's that whole thing about the inside and outside environments affecting each other. And it's all tied in together. I do love that you mentioned that productivity is not just about the doing things, and it doesn't necessarily mean our identity. However, it all comes back to, what are our values? What are we trying to accomplish? Right?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up. The idea of values is my main driving force. And it's, again, in my tagline, simplify to amplify.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who have said to me, God, your house looks so perfect. And I'm like, okay, thanks. I appreciate that. And they're like, no, really, it looks perfect. And it's not, I mean, nothing is perfect. There's nothing in life is perfect. But what I can tell you is that my husband and I have co-designed a very specific life for us. And that really aligns with our values. My goal is for everybody to amplify. My goal is that you get that dream lifestyle that you have. It gives you the needs of your life, but it gives you the wants too.
Yeah.
For my husband and I, that co-design of this lifestyle, I don't think we knew we were doing it, but little things where, you know, you buy the shoe organizer, or you're like, hey, can you just go hang up your keys on the peg by the door? It's those precious moments of every day that you're getting back. But it's also, like we were saying, like, I'm not going to snap at you because I can't find my keys.
Right. And I mean, you're talking about the organizing for sure.
Yep.
But there's so much more that I want to highlight here for everyone listening. Highlight the fact that you're talking about specific habits.
Yes.
You're talking about creating the filters based on how you want to live. You're like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is where you are each day, where I am each day. Where do we need to keep things so that we can access them? I always talk about organizing for access. Yes, like you said, it's not always about the Pinterest and the magazine. It's great if it looks that way. How lovely is that?
That's awesome.
But if you can't get to the things you need to get to, it's still not technically organized the right
way.
Exactly. And another thing I want to point out, because I've stalked you on Instagram. No, I just I have stalked her so I can verify that the child is the most adorable thing ever. The dog is quite adorable as well. And you do have a beautiful home. But one thing I want to point out that I have the advantage of knowing is that you have done a tremendous amount of work being selective about what it is you have in life. And that's decluttering. And that's the perfect segue into what we're talking about today, especially, right?
In so many ways, And, you know, at first I was calling us minimalists and I was wearing that badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And we are minimalists in a lot of ways, but there's a whole spectrum of minimalism. You know, it's not that you have a chair in a white room with one set of silverware for, you know, like a fork for each person. That's like a level that people go to. And it's like, guys, that's not minimalism. Like, that there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it comes to this idea of co-designing, like a teamwork thing that my husband and I do, that it drives so many things. And in calling it minimalism is really, that's not it. We have structure. We have routine. We have a lifestyle that we love that doesn't bring us down. It's a huge reason why we both left teaching. We were teaching in the same building for nearly 10 years. He was a seventh grade social studies teacher and I was a building-wide Spanish teacher. And we just kind of woke up one day and we're like, this is not it for us. This is not working for us. And so you could say that we decluttered those careers that weren't working, right? So there's a different way of decluttering. My daughter is going to be 3 next month and people are kind of really shocked sometimes with her behaviors of, you don't have to ask her to take her shoes off. She just does it because that's what we do. We don't
habit.
Wear shoes in our house.
Habit. Yeah.
We don't wear shoes in our house and she knows it. And a little pet peeve, my husband leaves lights on all the time. Still trying to teach that one. And a couple days ago, week ago, I don't know, we're in the middle of Corona, guys. Time has no meaning. A couple of days, weeks ago, my daughter got up from the couch watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, went into the kitchen, snapped off the light, gave a big sign and said, there, and then laid back down. And she's not even 3.
There you go.
And monkey see, monkey do, right? Yeah. I mean, either this is training, this is teaching, this is lifestyle, this is it's decluttering in my mind.
It is. It's modeling. And so all of these things connect together. So you made a concerted effort in co-designing a life that you wanted to say what belongs and what doesn't. And that's the decluttering. And so in some cases, you know, when we talk about, again, what decluttering is, you need to understand what clutter is and specifically what it is for you. And we've talked about that already. What belongs, what doesn't, what is getting in the way of the life you want to live. But when we do that, sometimes it's beyond the, it's not necessarily that something has to go. In your case, those careers had to go, and I mean, look at you now.
Look at me now.
Right. And in some cases, you know, the extra chairs need to go or the extra clothes or whatever. And you're right. I do want another word for that's not minimalism. Yeah. I was coming up with some like minimalism. I don't know. It's like the just right.
Just rightism.
Just rightism. Yeah. It's like sort of the Goldilocks approach to just enough for what you need.
The porridge. I love that.
Right. But somewhere in that, and especially for entrepreneurs, there's this excess that can happen. I mean, we do need to be very clear about what makes sense. And I mean, this brings back to something you said in the very beginning of our conversation, that when you're an entrepreneur and when you're a business owner, it's not always instinctive to say, how can I simplify? Mm-hmm. But I believe in the benefit of it wholeheartedly. Every chance I get, I love to talk about it. And that's why we're talking about it today. So given that, when you're an entrepreneur and you have, you know, a set of things to do, and even after you've gone through the list and you are quite sure, yes, it matches my mission and my vision. And yes, it needs to be done. And yes, this is part of my growth and my plan. And I have, you know, done as much as I'm able to do, but you know, eventually you come to the words, there's not enough time in the day, or you have something that you want to go further. And something that was coming up for me when you talked about coaching was this idea that I love to bring up Olympic athletes because they're the best of the best. They're incredible. They get coaches because they want to take it next level.
Next level. 100% reason to get a coach.
Right?
You're going to figure it out. We are naturally resourceful, creative.
Absolutely. You'll get there.
You will get there.
But,
or even you can get there maybe a little faster.
Absolutely.
And definitely more, I almost want to say fulfilling with a coach.
Yeah. So given that, even when you have this list of things and you have gone through it and you've removed what you can, and I use the, it inelegant though it might be, it is an effective statement, the do it, delegate it, dump it.
Yes.
So once you've gone through the dumping of it and you figured out the doing it part, there's the delegation part. There you go. There's your segue, Liz.
Love you. So let's talk about delegation.
Yeah.
So first of all, again, I was a professional organizer. And when I walked into homes, I would meet usually women that had this giant sense of shame around the state of their houses. And some of them were actually super organized and just, again, wanted to bring it to that next level. And some had zero organization to speak of, but there was always shame Always. I was always very honest with them right away. And I'm like, I'm not accepting your shame, because I'll tell you the first thing right now. I have a cleaning lady. I have a house cleaner. I live and breathe by this woman. I adore her. I delegate to her, because here's what I know. I don't have time to clean. I actually used to clean houses when I was in college and graduate school, and I was very good at it. But I hate doing it, and I don't have time. And the time that I do have, I don't want to spend cleaning. I want to keep working on my business, because the business is the lifestyle of being with my family, which is huge core value for me. And so that delegation is huge. It's giving me, again, that precious moments back to my life. And it's the bandwidth. It's the energy, the mindset, all of that comes with this beautiful woman that comes to clean my home. And I tell all of my clients that, because delegation is so important. And I tell you, there are three reasons why business owners, especially fempreneurs, right? Female business owners. I think it's three reasons why we struggle with delegation. And they are fear, habit, and explanation. So the fear factor, right? You're going to mess it up. You're going to destroy my business. You're going to hurt my baby. You're not going to get it. You're not going to be able to do it like I can do it, right?
Yep.
The habit is, I'm a solopreneur. I've always done it by myself. What do I do with that time that you give me back? This, the hustle, man. I got to keep hustling, right? So that habit of always doing it themselves. And then the explanation one, and this is key, and this is why a lot of people don't hire virtual assistants. How do I explain to you how to do what I do? How do I teach you to be me? Right? And those can really hold you back. Those three struggles with delegation, those can hold you back from, again, amplifying yourself personally and your business. And so to those three struggles, I have three ways that I help with that. And they are instruction. Again, I'm not going to just do it for you. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the tasks that you pass on to me, but I'm going to explain to you what I did. And then I'm going to make sure that you can keep it going. Because the keeping it going, it's kind of like if I came in and did all your laundry and put it away and you had the most impeccably organized closet ever. Well, that's great. But what happens when you wear every article of clothing? Then it's dirty.
Right. What do you do the next time? Right.
Exactly. So that instruction piece of, here's what I've implemented into your business. Here's how it works. Here's how you can keep it going, or I'll keep it going for you. Right? So that instruction piece. Communication. So no, I'm not just going to come in and take the reins of your business and start driving, like give a 14-year-old keys without, without ever having a lesson, right? There has to be a line of communication open between the virtual assistant and the business owner, because I'm not going to know how your business works. I'm not going to know how to develop the best workflow for you. I can't streamline unless I know how your business runs. And sometimes that takes a whole bunch of Zoom calls and a whole bunch of conversation for me to get it right. But I'd rather have, you know, 800 texts with you and get it right than just start doing things my way. And you're like, this is not how I do my business. So communication is key. And then the last one is, I don't know what I want to call this, maybe reassurance. I'm not a taskmaster. I mean, I am the master of completing tasks. I do brag, but I'm not just somebody you throw tasks to. I become your teammate. And for solopreneurs, when we're used to doing this all by ourselves, you will always have friends and family that will support you. But unless they are also solopreneurs, they can't understand what you're doing. They're not in it with you in a true way that other solopreneurs can understand.
Right.
To have somebody like you, where I can send you a Voxer message and be like, Lisa, I snagged the most gigantic client, happy dance. You know, there's a sense of you're on my team. You're rooting for me. You're not just my best friend or my spouse or partner. You're actually in the weeds with me. You're doing the work. And I tell my clients, your success is my success. We're there, we're in it together, you know? So yeah, that's my spiel on delegation.
That's right. And as a coach, you know this and I know this, I feel it in, oh my gosh, so intensely that I often say, I'm like, you need to keep me posted, even if we are only doing a couple of sessions together, because I am now invested. I'm invested in your success.
You know how many times I stay up at night thinking, oh my God, that client that I offboarded like 2 months ago, I haven't heard from her. I wonder how it's going. I need to know.
No.
I need to know, right? So your success really does become my success.
So I think these are some really key points to delegating when you're, shall we say, you know, feeling unsure about it. So some of the things you mentioned before too, I think also feed into this beautifully. The whole idea that we have the shame with organizing or not feeling like I'm supposed to be able to do this all. Really? Who told you that?
Adulting is hard. Hello.
Yeah, adulting is so hard. And even if you could do it all, it doesn't mean you should do it all. It doesn't mean that you're meant to do it all. You mentioned energy. Energy management is a huge part of this. Figuring out something that you don't like to do, even though you're quite good at it, brilliant thing to delegate. How about something that you really don't know all that well and you could figure it out, but how much time is it going to take? First thing I ever delegated in my business was numbers. Shout out to my bookkeeper, Shannon.
Oh my God.
She saves my life. I cannot even tell you how many times. Also, I am no slouch in Canva, but who did I go to for my fabulous declutter and de-stress workbook? You. Yes. And these are the things, whether it's a project, whether it's ongoing, whether it's, you know, these different levels, like you said, you know, the things you pointed out are that when you delegate, you don't have to delegate at all.
Right.
It can be pieces and parts. One of my bits of advice for delegation is start simply, maybe with something that doesn't feel quite as personal to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
You were fully capable, Lisa, of doing Canva. You've designed some beautiful workbooks, worksheets, handouts, PDFs, presentations. You've done a million of them and they're gorgeous. But I work in Canva all day. And I know the ins and outs. I've taken courses. I've become the expert. I'm going to brag that I'm an expert. I'm sure there are others above me, but I'm going to brag that I'm pretty darn good.
Still counts.
Right? You could have stumbled over it. You could have figured it out. I have every faith in that. But why?
Right.
Like, I could scrub my bathtub, but why?
Right. Exactly. I would rather be spending my time coaching clients, developing my new membership community, doing all the things that I want to do that's taking Positively Productive to the next level. And and this is what you do. And yeah, you're right. We have to, I guess we'll use guide because virtual assistant is not quite enough. I do like that. But the idea that perfectionism, that's another big one that comes up.
Progress over perfection.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, perfection is not an attainable goal because you can't pinpoint what it is. Can you tell me?
Where's the end point on that?
Right.
You're searching your whole life for perfection. You're never going to find it.
Exactly. So if you can't find the end point, it's like having no address for the GPS.
Yeah. You're just going in circles.
So enjoy your road trip, but
book you have the hours for that road trip. You're going to be driving for a while. A lot of gas money.
Exactly. So when it comes to efficiency, when it comes to reassurance, and another thing you pointed out that I'd love to highlight is this idea that when we are in this entrepreneur world, especially if we are solo, we are really solo sometimes. We are, and I don't want to say alone, but sometimes it can feel like that. And when you can delegate to someone that you can truly trust, who communicates with you and understands and stays organized and is invested in what we do like you do, it feels like you have a larger team than you do.
I actually like tallied up the number of times and the number is escaping me at the moment. You know, you hold a discovery call with a person, they're testing you out. They want to know, okay, will we work well together? What can you do for me? Da, da, da. I had this, I think it was like 9 out of 10 discovery calls where the person was like, wow, I feel better just telling you all the things I need. right? Like, just imagine having somebody there to be like, okay, here are 25 million things that I do in a day as a business owner that I'm really tired of doing. You know, I have like photographer clients who are like, guess what I didn't think I was going to be doing as a photographer? Not taking pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, let me take all of those particles off your shoulders so that the creative genius that is you can do the thing that you set up the business. You know, do you take pictures? Go take the pictures. Do you want to write a book? Go write the book. Right? Like, you shouldn't be doing your bookkeeping if you don't do numbers and you take pictures. It's just, it's when you boil it down like that, you start to think like, wow, yeah, what am I doing my bookkeeping? I take pictures.
Yeah. And we understand when you begin, you need to try all those things. You need to do what you can. Sometimes you're bootstrapping this baby and that totally makes sense. However, when you look at the return on investment in terms of delegating and you start slowly and you find the right people, and you build upon it, you start to do something called leveraging it, which is completely different. If you paid attention in physics class, if you didn't, let me help you out. It means that whatever you put in terms of the trust and the money to do the delegation to the right people, you are going to get it back tenfold. That's what I'm telling you.
Exactly. So. Right. You know, really good example. Before all this, before I was an entrepreneur and I was a Spanish teacher, there were two other Spanish teachers in the building. And it didn't dawn on us until I thought of this, but every day, each of us, so three teachers, were planning three lessons every day, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade. Three of us planning three separate lessons every single day. And I was like, why are we doing this? I was like, you take sixth grade, I'll take seventh grade, she'll take eighth grade. Next week, we'll switch. But why? Like, let's share the wealth, guys. If I planned one lesson tonight and you planned a lesson and you planned a lesson, we've got three lessons. Why are we each doing it? It was craziness. And we were like, this is the way to do it. And once I kind of brought the idea up and teamwork prevails, right? We started working on this, came up with a Google Doc, streamlined the system. We were like, God, there's so many hours in the day. Right? So, you know, you don't even have to be a business owner to, again, be decluttering, right? So I got rid of extra things to do and delegation. Find somebody to help you. There's always, I know we live in a very sticky society right now, but there's always helpers. There's always somebody there.
Right. And another thing I'll bring up in terms of the delegating on the personal side, I love that you mentioned that. Of course, we were talking because we both work with entrepreneurs primarily business-wise, but on a personal note, every time I teach my children a new technique, a new chore, a new way to do things, a new way to be part of the team that we are as a family, I am delegating. Every time they can, you know, run some kind of errand or prep some kind of food, my daughter, just shout out to her, makes amazing guacamole.
Yes,
so Taco Tuesdays, right? Or Fiesta Fridays, as the case may be, she makes the guacamole. Decluttering, delicious decluttering.
And I can't tell you the last time I fed my dog because we taught the toddler to do it. And it is the cutest thing. It is so cute. But every day we say, can you go feed Porter? Okay. Goes and scoops the food, puts it in a bowl. I mean, okay. So was it painful to teach? Yup. Took a couple of times, a lot of food on the floor. There's a lot of that, but she does it. And it's fantastic. It's like, again, precious moments of your day return to you right there.
Right. And there is going to be that investment. So here's the caveat, but I want you all to feel encouraged by this, is that it can feel a little bumpy at first. You can feel, even though you'll be talking to Liz and she's amazeballs, and you'll still be like, oh, but I feel uncertain. I feel, of course you're going to feel that way. That's natural. And you know what? I've also delegated to people and it didn't go well. Okay. That can happen. But I want you to trust in the concept and find the right people. And when you do, the results will be what Liz and I have been talking about today.
100%. I love that. Thank you. Driving home that idea of you don't have to be a business owner to declutter and delegate.
Yes.
You don't have to do it all. We're not Superman and Superwoman. pass it down.
Right. You deserve this. I think, yes.
You do deserve this, 100%.
I love that. Now let's have a little bit of fun and even more inspiration. You are going to fill in the blank. The song that always makes me dance is?
Recently, I Need Never Get Old by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Okay. Love it.
His band name alone is spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. I pretty much bonus points for that. Okay. A thousand bonus points just for the band name. All right. How about the quote or mantra I share every chance I get?
That's the one that I said, which is "Our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify." Henry David Thoreau.
It was so nice. We had to say it twice.
So nice. Had to say it twice.
And lastly, what or whom are you grateful for today, Liz?
I'm grateful for an amazing support system in all their many forms, spouse, parents, coaches, friends, all of you.
That was actually my listing for today in my gratitude group was my support Love. System. So we are totally on the same page today. Shocker.
As usual.
Well. Speaking of grateful, I am so grateful for you, and I would love for you to tell us where we can find you online and how we can connect with you best.
Best way to get a hold of me is to go to simplifysimplify.me/chat. And there's a lovely little couple of questions on there. And if you think that we'd be a good fit, I'll get right back to you.
Wonderful. I will make sure to have appropriate links in the show notes so you can find Liz. Thank you, Liz. Thank you for sharing your light in the world and for sharing it with us today.
Likewise.
When things aren't adding up in your life, begin subtracting. Life gets a lot simpler when you clear the clutter that makes it complicated. Angel Chernoff. Thank you for joining me on the Positively Living podcast. Your time is precious, and I'm honored you chose to spend it with me. If you'd like more information on today's show, you can find a link to the show notes on positivelyproductive.com/podcast. If you found value in this show, please click subscribe, and even better, give a quick review on iTunes. It supports me and will help others find the show. If you'd like more positive content, come join me on social media, Positively Productive on Facebook, and Positively_Lisa on Instagram. Get ready for kids, cats, and all my quirky humor over there. I look forward to having you join me next episode. Until then, keep it positive and keep making space for what matters most.